Daily Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're continuing to keep an eye out for what's going on over in Gaza. And apparently Fox News is now starting to report on Israel's actions. They're not showing anything from the ground on Gaza. They're just out there with the line, this is all Hamas's fault, this is all Hamas's fault, this is all Hamas's fault. And remember, Israel produced no evidence at all that Hamas had anything to do with these three missing teenagers. And of course, common sense tells you they had nothing to do with it. Remember what I keep telling you. Look for what should be there and isn't. And what should be there is a reason for Hamas to do something. That's stupid. That provocative. Hamas and Fatah formed a unity government, which both the Israel and the United States opposed, because it presented a united Palestinian government so that Israel couldn't go on playing their little game of, we can't have peace talks, we don't know who to talk to. Is it Fatah or is it Hamas? We don't know, therefore no peace talks. Well, all of a sudden, Fatah and Hamas merged together, said, we are the Palestinian government, you will talk to us about peace. And Netanyahu came out and said he was going to wreck this any way he could. So right now, Hamas and Fatah needed world support for their new unity government. Why would Hamas do something like kidnap and kill three Israeli teenagers? That act was designed to elicit an emotional response of outrage and horror. Why would Hamas do that? What does it get Hamas to do something like that? It gets them bombed. Obviously, Israel is the beneficiary of this operation. Now, Israel, in response to the look for what should be there and isn't, has modified their claim to say, well, Hamas themselves didn't have anything to do with the three dead Israeli teens, but somebody that belongs to the Hamas Book of the Month Club did it. Therefore, Hamas is collectively guilty. Therefore, we can bomb all the Palestinians. And collective punishment is a war crime. It's all falling apart. In fact, there's another article somebody just put up here from RIMF.com, how the public was manipulated into believing the teens were still alive when Israel's government knew they were dead. All wars are started with fraud and deception, without exception. And this is just another one, by a country whose chief security service brags about the use of deception. Like when they attacked the USS Liberty, tried to frame Egypt for it, bombed British and American assets in Egypt, tried to frame the Egyptian Muslims for that, the Levant affair. Huge, huge scandal we all need to be remembering. This is how Israel operates, by the dirty trick, the stab in the back, the false flag. John in Barbados has started sending me some of the pictures, and they are very, very graphic and gory, and I'm going to put them up anyway. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I'll put them up after the show. I'm going to do a whole big page display of these things. BBC is already out there trying to claim that all the pictures coming out of Gaza, they're all fakes. They're old. They're from other wars some other time. They're from earlier attacks on Gaza, like somehow those earlier attacks on Gaza were okay. So the BBC and the American media don't want you seeing the facts on the ground. They're just out there to say, oh, it's all Hamas's fault, just like it's all Putin's fault. Really, we're the good, we're the aggrieved party here. Anyway, back to the economic news. Story coming out of RIMF.com again, the deteriorating economic outlook. And it's going back in. First of all, it's talking about the fact that going into 2014, the U.S. government's experts were predicting a 2.6 growth in the first quarter of 2014. Then they came out and said, well, it was only 0.1%. Then they had to back up and say, actually, it was a 2.9% contraction. So that's a 5.5 percentage point difference between what the government was saying was going to happen and what actually happened, kind of along the same lines about how human-caused global warming is going to make the Earth warmer by so much, and it's actually a lot cooler. And it's another reminder, you shouldn't trust anything coming out of the U.S. government or the corporate media. Another article a member put up at whatreallyhappened.com. Why should anyone trust a government that kills, maims, tortures, lies, spies, cheats, and treats its citizens like criminals? And that's a very, very good question. How many times do you have to be lied to before you understand you are ruled by a government that rules you with lies, fraud, and deception? Is that the kind of country you want to live in? Is that the kind of country you want your children to grow up in? I doubt very few of you would say, yeah, I'm okay with that. There's this article floating around the net today about how Americans are okay with the loss of freedom. I don't believe that one for one bit. I don't think there are any Americans who are okay with losing their freedoms. Not after so many of our ancestors gave so much to win us those freedoms from the American Revolution onward. Another article coming out of Op-Ed News about the looming foreclosure crisis. The federal government's magic bullets to try and slow down the foreclosure firestorm is getting exhausted. State governments are trying to step in and find ways to block this. All of this goes back to that mortgage-backed security fraud of 2008, where the money junkies frothed up the real estate market to sky-high prices, gave out a whole bunch of mortgages, made a huge amount of money off those bundles, got out, took their profit with them, let the whole system crash. And sit there and say, well, I've made my $1 trillion off of this deal. The American taxpayer, they got to pick this thing up. And this article says that maybe the reason all these magic bullets aren't working is they're aiming at the wrong target. And they're absolutely correct. Because the reason we are in this mess is that 100 years ago, before we were born, the money junkies bought the Congress and a president to sell the American people back into the slavery of the exact same predatory banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. And not just the American people of 100 years ago, but their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. Hereditary slaves to this banking system. And given that this all happened before we were born and could not vote on it, why are we obligated to continue with this system that is designed to strip us of our work product and put it in the banker's pocket, all for the cost of paper and ink? It doesn't make any sense at all. Apparently, there's been another high-level J.P. Morgan executive found dead under suspicious circumstances. A guy by the name of Julian Knott and his wife were found simply dead at their home. No cause of death given. No signs of forced entry or foul play. They just sort of were standing there in the kitchen and they just flopped over. Nothing to see here. Move along. Move along. Apparently, Julian Knott held various IT positions with J.P. Morgan Chase. In other words, he may have been on the inside of all this high-frequency computer trading that has caused so much damage to our economy. I know we got a caller waiting on the line, but I'm going to wait till after the commercial break here. Another little article you need to pay attention to. This is over in the Daily Mail in Great Britain. There is a new generation of skimmers for bank ATM machines. They're ultra, ultra thin, and they're very hard to spot. So you need to always take a very good look at that little slot where you're putting in your card and make sure it looks okay. Now, over here at First Hawaiian Bank, they've got ATM machines where that slot that you put your card in isn't flat. It's curly-cued. It's got a part that bulges out, another one that goes in. It's transparent green plastic. And it's a brilliant design because it makes it impossible for anybody to add a skimmer on there and not have it immediately visible to the customers. Which reminds me, why can't the NSA find these bank card skimmers? They're using the computer networks. Weird how that works. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call and more economic news after these few words.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're following the developments over in Israel and Gaza. And according to Steve over at Desert Peace, sirens are sounding in Jerusalem, sounding a warning here. Now, the rockets that Hamas has are these little homebrew rockets. They are not guided. They're not very accurate. In fact, they're so unstable that Iron Dome can't knock them out of the air. But none of them have the range to reach Jerusalem. I would not put it past Netanyahu to fire a couple of Israeli rockets into Jerusalem, into some empty lots or something, to try and escalate this situation. He's going for the gold on this one here. All right, let's see. We got a couple of callers. I'm going to take them out of sequence because I want to take John in Barbados. I understand you have an update on Gaza. What's going on?
Right, my aloha, Michael. Yes, I do have an update. Yeah, there's another friend of mine. It's a lady. Young lady, she lives just north of Jerusalem. M-75 rockets, they're sounding the red alert. It looks like a Palestinian retaliation against the bombing of Gaza. So they are using these longer range M-75s as well as the bottle rockets that are so unstable.
Well, at this point, I don't think anybody's going to blame Gaza for fighting back. I mean, they're being invaded right now. My understanding of the M-75 rocket is that it doesn't have all that much range, and it's certainly not accurate to aim over that distance. You know, if they're firing it from Gaza to Jerusalem, it could wind up over in Jordan or Syria.
Yeah. Well, the report I've got is that actually one of these M-75s landed, but it didn't land... anyway, it did hit a building, but no injuries, no deaths or anything like that.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, John. And I got your pictures. I'm going to put them up at the website after the show is over here. We're going to switch over to Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to bring up something with you that I've noticed over the past several months, and I've been listening to you for a couple of years. Every time you talk about Israel and you bring up something that would be negative to Israel, my local internet service provider all of a sudden cuts you off the air.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's, you know, I've had to reload you four times already this morning to keep listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually whenever you bring up Israel and them being committing war crimes or doing something wrong, period, which, you know, they're very good at, my ISP, you know, cuts you off the air.
Which ISP are you doing business with right now?
Well, we're doing business through Quest.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, thank you very much. We understand it. You know, this is the high ground here on the internet. In the independent media, this is the high ground in the war for the minds of not only America, but the world as well. And they're trying to control the story here. To get on back to what John was saying, I'm looking at the online information about the M-75. The Israelis are claiming it has a range of about 80 kilometers, which says it could just barely reach Jerusalem, but other articles are saying it's actually only about 60. Remember, these aren't made in a nice factory with precision machining tools. These are homebrew rockets. But again, who is going to blame Palestine for fighting back when they're being bombed over such a flimsy, transparent pretext? Obi, I'm going to let you go here. Another story that just came in here, and this is over at AmericanFreePress.net. And the headline reads, Christian Evangelicals Turning Backs on Israel. And they're basically talking about how Israel, for decades, has successfully exploited the end times prophecies from the Scofield Bible to trick American Christians into being absolute total backers of the Israeli government. There were some preachers who would go out there and say that unless you supported the government of Israel, you would not be able to get into heaven. But the times, they are a-changing, and this article is about how a growing number of ministers are challenging that established doctrine and saying the present population of Israel are not descended from the biblical Hebrews. They certainly don't act like them. The actions of the Israeli government are contrary to God's teaching that's in the Bible. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not bear false witness. And the continued persecution of the Palestinians is a gross violation of fundamental morality. Now, remember that Christian Zionist bloc is a major reason for Israel's control over the U.S. government, because they can go out to all these Christians and say, we're the Jews from the Bible, and if you've got to support us with the Congress, or you're going to go to heck and you're going to burn for all time. But that is now starting to collapse. And I've always viewed it very, very a dangerous situation to have a bunch of Christian Zionists running around the United States of America absolutely convinced that if they can help Israel set fire to the entire world and bring about the end times, that after it's all over, Jesus is going to come down and invite them up to the big house. They're going to get raptured up to heaven. Can I have your house and car after you're gone? We're going to go back to the phones here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just to tell your last caller that I had the same problem. Every time you started going in and telling the truth of what's going on with Israel, I had the same problem. My internet provider would start cutting me out, and I would lose you, have to reboot up and start up again. But I found out I didn't have the problem later on as I bought a Grace Digital Wi-Fi radio. And to pass on to your other listeners, this is actually an excellent device. You can do a lot more streaming, and I have less problems with cutouts. So Grace Digital Wi-Fi radios, it's a plug for them. I mean, I'm serious. I've had this for the last 6 months. Love it. No problems. And I don't have to fire my computer up. I can do research as I'm listening to your show, which I do every day.
Mm-hmm.
So Grace Digital Wi-Fi radio, I think he'll have less problems. Think about getting one on Amazon.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that consumer report on that. And, yeah, we understand that between Israel's computer hackers, and by the way, Israel has the highest per capita percentage of criminal computer hackers of any nation on earth. They seem to feel they own the net. It's their little playground. They can do whatever they want here, which reminds me a quick little story. There is a new scam making its way around the net where people are getting these emails that seem to be from a law firm claiming that they have documented the download of a pirated music track or video from their IP, and they have to pay a fine of $300, $400. And there's an attached file that you're supposed to open to find out how to make payment. And part of that package is a Trojan to go in and steal your bank account information. It is all a fraud. This is not a real law firm. And no, they don't have evidence you've downloaded anything from your IP. In the United States, the courts have ruled that because so many people are running open Wi-Fi systems, merely tracking the IP number of a download is not considered legal proof of any one individual's violation of copyright here. All righty, let's see. Getting on back to Andrew in, Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? I'm sorry. Andrew in California. Aloha, yeah. Andrew. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. My dad and I have been debating for a long time over this hyperinflation or deflation with the coming collapse, and I'd like you to go in depth if you could explain them basically to my dad. I happen to believe kind of I think what you believe as far as hyperinflation is going to come with a collapse. I'd like for you, if you would, to go into if you go in more detail about if it's going to be hyperinflation or deflation, and what exactly happened in over in Russia. And also one more thing, I'll let you go is could you talk about what's going to be any different between what happened in 1929, the crash of 1929, compared to this collapse that we think is coming soon?
Okay, well, we got to take a break for commercials, and I'll respond to your questions as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hemp USA. USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, responding to Andrew in California about hyperinflation, first of all, you need to understand that the U.S. government and Wall Street are concealing the rate of inflation from you already. But you're definitely seeing it when you go to the supermarket or when you fill up the tank on your car. That's inflationary pressure, but these indicators of inflation are not included. They want to give you a number that makes you think everything's under control heading into the midterm elections. Even the Germans in the Weimar Republic didn't really understand how bad it was until they were having to carry these huge blocks of paper notes to buy things like bread. And we are headed that way because, like the Weimar Republic, we have this private central bank that simply prints up money to try and keep the books balanced, and it's a gigantic pyramid scheme. They're having to create new money to try and pay off the interest on the old money. And it just piles up and piles up and piles up. And because all that new money is yet again a loan at interest from that central bank, the debt continues to grow faster than the available money supply. So they're just in, they're printing up the money to pay the bill. They have a name for it called monetizing the debt, which simply means creating new money ostensibly to loan to the American people or the U.S. government or somebody, and using it to keep the balance sheet in the black. But when you have too much cash chasing around too few goods and services, prices will always rise to absorb the available capital, and that's what drives prices up during inflation. And we are headed that way. And before the final crash, we're going to see inflation go completely out of control. And yes, the money junkies are seeing the value of their money being inflated away, but because they're getting all this new money coming in, billions and trillions of dollars, it offsets their loss of purchasing power. You don't get that same advantage. Like we were talking about earlier in the show, on paper, you may be making as much as you were making 10 years ago. But what you're trying to buy is 50, 60, 100% more expensive than what you were buying 10 years ago. And that means your real standard of living is in decline. Your real wealth, your purchasing power, is magically vanishing from your pocket and showing up in the pockets of the bankers every time the Federal Reserve turns on those printing presses or types another $1 trillion into that computer keyboard. It's another way of stealing from you in a virtual sense. Now, when the United States was started, the dollar was a weight measure of silver. That was the dollar. The paper notes were merely claim checks. The paper notes were not the money. They were just there as a convenience, so you weren't having to lug around huge bags full of silver coin. But the silver coin was the money. And once you had earned that money and put it into your pocket, there was nothing the government or the bankers could do to change the value of that money. It was under your control. With the advent of the Federal Reserve System, now the bankers control the value of the money you've already worked for, you've already earned, you've got it in your pocket, buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. And when it suits them to take value away from your money to make themselves richer, they will do it. That is why the dollar right now today is worth about a nickel of what it was when the Federal Reserve was created. Because the government and the bankers are going to run the system to their advantage, not yours. And the last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And we're at that stage right now. Okay, now getting on back to the economy. Interesting little story. Apparently down in Louisiana, a state audit has revealed that over $1 million worth of food stamps have been distributed to people who happen to be dead. Between July 1st, 2009 and June 30th, 2013, 3,900 dead people were claiming food stamps. They're just handing it out left and right. They're not being careful. There's so much fraud and corruption in the system. And you know something? The people who really need the help, they're not getting it. We see that here on the island of Oahu in these food programs that Claire and I are involved in, where the food stamp money runs out in week number three of every single month. And it took them this long to find out that fraud had been going on back in 2009. Now, up in Detroit, things are getting even worse. The latest plan to deal with the blight areas of Detroit, because Detroit doesn't like the fact that the whole world is looking at their dilapidated buildings and abandoned houses and abandoned concert halls and everything. So now they're embarking on a program to bulldoze all of these abandoned, distressed properties. One-fifth of Detroit is going to be bulldozed flat. And then the land will be sold off to private corporate developers. They're erasing from the face of the earth the signs of the money junkies' predations. No, things here in Detroit are fine. Got a lot of empty lots here, but no, there's no ruin. There's no decay here. Everything looks really great here. All righty. Moving right along, apparently down in Myanmar, they're considering blocking Facebook because of growing discontent with their government that is making it onto Facebook pages. All of these tyrants, all of these money junkies, they understand they have lost the ability to lie to the people of the world with impunity. And they're trying to get it back. They're trying to find some way they can get it back. Apparently there's some talk that the U.S. government may try and use the Silk Road case to change the law, to make webmasters responsible for all criminal activity on their website, no matter who does it. Now, currently, the law is that a website owner is not responsible if somebody from outside comes into their website and does something criminal, which certainly seems to make a lot of sense to me. But they're talking about changing it so that the website owner is responsible for the criminal activity, which means the U.S. government can send somebody to hack into your website, put something there that shouldn't be there, and immediately come and arrest you. They are that scared of the independent media right now. And by the way, I'm getting more emails from people saying that every time I talk about Israel's crimes, their internet connection develops issues. Anyway, we already talked about that scam email. We've caught you down. We've caught you pirating stuff. Send us money. And there's a Trojan in the attachment. So keep an eye out for that one. And again, where's the NSA? I mean, 30,000 people have already gotten these phony legal letters. That's a lot of traffic on the internet. And you're telling me the NSA can't find who's running the scam? Maybe it's the NSA. It's not like they're really spending any time finding real criminals and terrorists, because they can't. We proved that. So maybe they're just kicking back and saying, I think I'm going to buy myself a new car. And they got the computer power to go out there. But doesn't it strike you as very odd? There is so much computer crime going on in the world, and here we have the NSA, which supposedly is plugged into all the computer networks all over the world, and they can't find a single one of these criminal hackers. Not one. And right now you would think that the NSA would be desperate for some kind of positive public relations, some good PR, some good news to say, see, we do a useful, necessary service for the community and the country. We caught these hackers. We caught these people who were sending Viagra ads all over the place. We caught these scammers who were breaking into your computers and getting your bank account information. Not one have they found. But they have all your baby photos and your resumes. Shame they don't have Lois Lerner's emails, isn't it? Now, supposedly this dragonfly virus that infected power plants all over Europe is now in U.S. power plants. They hackers have the means to shut down our power grid whenever they want, and it's the Russians. These Russian hackers have put this dragonfly. Well, if you know it's there, why don't you take it out? Why isn't the NSA handing out information on how to block this? It's just more propaganda to demonize Russia as the U.S. tries to start World War III for real. Now, all of these revelations about CIA spying, and by the way, Glenn Greenwald is dropping hints that he's got a second NSA whistleblower providing him information now. And it's destroying America's relations with Europe at a time when the U.S. is trying to get Europe to stand with the U.S. in terms of a confrontation with Russia, stand with the U.S. in terms of maintaining Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. And with this latest arrest of a German double agent, German politicians, they're saying enough. We've had it with this arrogant bullying from the United States. Now, when we come back from this next commercial break, there's a very interesting development in the attempts by the United States to get Edward Snowden back, to make an example of him, so that all those who are witness to government wrongdoing just shut up about it. Because when you rat out the U.S. government for violating the Constitution, you're helping the terrorists. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ladies, with a U.S. divorce rate near 30% in this job market, looks matter. Breast enhancement or reduction, a tummy tuck, or a little lipo can work wonders on you and your confidence. With hospital rates at fractions of U.S. prices, and thanks to the recent Thai coup, unheard of low airfare and jaw-dropping deals on luxury hotel rooms. Provide a little info. Get a quote. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a captain.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Interesting story coming on in. I'm going to get back to Snowden here in a minute, but this one just came in. Apparently, the city of Detroit, the ordinary citizens, especially the thirsty ones, are organizing a national effort to defeat banks and privatization, both of which are basically ways for the money junkies to make money off of us. Privatization is never done for the benefit of the community. It's done for the benefit of corporate financial interests. And I would question whether privatization is even legal or constitutional under that enclave clause to the Constitution. The federal government does not own any land underneath, other than underneath federal buildings and military bases. And so we have this situation where we've got this amazing highway system built by your tax dollars. And then the government gets in financial trouble and they just say, well, we'll just take this road and act like it belongs to us, and we will sell it to a corporation who will turn it into a toll road. Now, that's like you owning a business and hiring a janitor to come in and keep the place clean, and he runs up some gambling debts, and he starts selling machinery out the back door that whoever buys it comes around the front door and offers to rent it back to you. Does that sound like that's moral or decent or ethical? Of course not. All right, getting on back to Edward Snowden. Apparently, the son of a Russian member of parliament was arrested in Mali on cyber fraud charges that appear to be bogus. And basically, Roman Selesnyov, 30 years old, was arrested at Mali International Airport as he was about to get on a plane to Moscow. He was forced by U.S. Secret Service agents to board a private plane to Guam. And he was arrested in Guam. Now, because he was not under arrest by the Secret Service, when they put him on the plane to Guam, the Russian ministry is saying this is a de facto kidnapping, and they've grabbed this kid. The Russians suspect they're going to offer him to exchange him for Edward Snowden. But when you go around start grabbing the family members of foreign government officials under flimsy pretexts, it's not going to calm the situation down. And, of course, from the U.S. point of view, they don't want the situation to calm down. They need a war with Russia so that nobody will use the ruble and they'll scurry on back to the slavery of the U.S. dollar. The U.S. government needs a war with China to stop people from using that gosh darn yuan. That yuan is a major threat to the U.S. dollar because the yuan is backed by a nation with strong manufacturing and agriculture. And the U.S. doesn't have that anymore. Our financial system got lazy on their mafia-like piece of the action of all the world's commerce imposed by Bretton Woods. And as a result, they let our manufacturing go away. They dumbed down our kids so they can't actually work high-tech anymore. Our agriculture has been destroyed by this horrible experiment with GMO. The U.S. financial system right now stands or falls on whether the world can be brought back to Bretton Woods and the petrodollar or not. And it's an already failed agenda. All right, now let's get on to the gun grabbers, and then we're going to get on to the immigration situation because that is just getting absurd. The gun grabbers are out there. In fact, apparently this latest installment of the Planet of the Apes franchise has a notable undertone pushing for gun control. Oh, there's got to be gun control. We've got to get the guns off the street. The reality is that gun ownership in the United States has increased tremendously, especially every time some politician gets up there and talks about banning guns or high-capacity magazines or front rails and whatever. People flock to the gun stores and they arm up. However, the part the gun grabbers don't want you to know about is gun-related crimes have dropped 39% over the last 18 years. And this is consistent with history throughout the world since the introduction of firearms. When you have a citizenry allowed to keep and bear arms, crime goes down. When you disarm the public, crime goes up. Look at Chicago, which has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. It's held up as the model for what gun control ought to be. I had something like 50 people killed in gun violence over the last week since just before the 4th of July holiday. A lot of them killed by the police, including one small child. The reason they want to take your guns away is to take away from you your right to say no. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. Your right to say no to a government gone wrong. Now, I do not advocate violence. I do not advocate initiating violence. But it is clear that the U.S. federal government is preparing to initiate violence against us, and prudence demands that we be prepared to defend ourselves, our homes, our property, our families, from the kind of things that we're seeing going on even now over in Gaza. Because remember, our American police forces are being trained by these Israeli companies to treat Americans the way the IDF is treating the Palestinians. Now, getting on to the immigration issue, a lot of people are getting very angry about that. They're still trying to figure out, what the heck is this all about? Article over at Investment Watch blog, the gates of hell have opened and the U.S. is being attacked and occupied. This is a mass influx of individuals without any control or restrictions whatsoever. Now, I just had to chase a member post off of whatreallyhappened.com who was putting up this article about, listen, we have to look at the rights of these immigrants and children, and there's enough work and wealth to go around. No, there isn't. There are 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who cannot find a job. Until we can take care of our own people, we have a right to shut that border. Just as you have a right to shut the door on the front of your house and choose who comes in and who does not. No nation on earth has an open border policy where people can just walk on in and become citizens without some kind of review or check. Story over at Blacklisted News. Why is Obama encouraging illegal immigration when we can't take care of our own people? It's utter madness. What are they doing? Now the United Nations has waded on in and wants the U.S. government to designate all of these illegal immigrants as political refugees and grant them immediate status. Well, we understand where the U.N. is coming from. The U.N. sees itself as the eventual one-world government. And they want to blur the borders. They want to knock down all those borders, maybe keep them vestigial remnants, much the way state borders are now today. Don't really mean all that much. Story out of StarGazette.com. The feds eye Big Flats building to ease immigration crisis. And they're talking about this aviation facility. It's a huge single-story workspace building. Used to be used by Sikorsky helicopter. Gigantic building, and the federal government wants to open it up, put in supplies, and house some of these illegal immigrants there. Well, if you're going to spend that kind of money setting up a facility like that, how about making it available to the homeless veterans who went out and fought these wars of invasion and conquest and came back damaged? How about them? Don't they count? Don't the homeless veterans count as much as an illegal immigrant? Apparently not in this government. Now, out in Murrieta, the situation is getting very, very tense, and further complicating the situation is members of La Raza have arrived in Murrieta to wave their Mexican flags and proclaim their agenda. Now, for those of you who have not been following, La Raza is a militant Hispanic group in California that openly advocates the violent overthrow of the southern U.S. states and then reabsorbing them into greater Mexico. Now, this is what the U.S. has their knickers in a twist about Crimea. And yet, we have La Raza up there in Murrieta saying, yes, we're going to bring the Mexicans up here, and our eventual goal is to break off the southwestern United States that used to be part of Mexico and return them to Mexico. And the U.S. government is doing nothing about it. We'll be back after the top of the hour segment.